Hey, it's time for today's No Sweat News. We've got that 12-pack of New Jersey Lottery tickets and the Rad Radio bandanas for our No Sweat News quiz winner on Friday.
That's exciting. Good prize pack right there.
Yeah, and some of this could be coronavirus No Sweat News, but not the first story. The first story is just plain old insane. Now, listen, the most common, Dateline California, the most common knock on Bud Light is that it's really just beer-flavored water.
Sort of.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, guess what, precious craft beer?
Oh.
Sometimes that is exactly what you want.
Oh.
Case in point, Chad Little in Vacaville, California, where one of the wildfires is raging,
yeah,
saved his house using Bud Light. As water to put out a fire.
That's hysterical.
His neighbors were fleeing, but he decided to stay behind to try to keep the fire from getting to his home and the shop that he works out of, which is also right next to his house. He was using his hose to keep the fire back, but then the water got cut off because the fire department was using it. The pressure, you know, when you have a little hose going and somebody gets a major hose going, you lose water pressure. So what did he do? He could have ran for it. No, he went and got a 30-pack out of his garage.
There you go.
And he started pouring it on the wood that was all lighting on fire around his house.
That's how you do it.
And that's what kept the fire at bay until the fire department rolled up his driveway and said, "We've got it from here, sir. Don't waste any more Bud Light." So there you go. That water-flavored beer, or beer that tastes like water, sometimes comes in handy.
Hey, look, if it helped the guy save his house.
There it is.
I ain't complaining.
I think Bud Light should probably send this guy a 30-pack.
Yeah.
All right, now some coronavirus insanity for you. Dateline Kentucky Fried Chicken, the old KFC. I guess this kind of makes sense.
What?
KFC is postponing their famous slogan because of the coronavirus. Because they don't think it's a great time to encourage people to lick their fingers.
Finger licking good.
Right.
It's usually what Kentucky Fried Chicken is.
I mean.
Wait a second. We're not allowed to. If it's our own hands, it's our own hands, we washed them before we ate the chicken.
Then you're probably good.
And we're socially distant.
If you wash your hands first, you're good to go. But if you're just picking up through the drive-thru, I don't know.
I have never used utensils for Kentucky Fried Chicken in my life. And that extends to the mashed potatoes, which I just scoop out with my hands, or I use one of the chicken pieces to scoop it out.
I'm going to now put 12 feet between us.
What are you talking?
Just in case.
It's finger licking good. I believe in that slogan.
They are dropping the trademark for the time being. It's not like that we'll see it go somewhere. I said they're dropping the slogan, but they're keeping the trademark, so it's not like we'll see it elsewhere.
You ever take one of their little cups of gravy and just drink it like it's a cup of coffee?
I have.
I've done that as well.
I've been drunk enough for that. I'm not proud of it, but I admit it. Now, there was a point in the pandemic when everybody stocked up on... Well, this story is about stocking up on toilet paper.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Dateline, the toilet paper aisle for story number three. There was a time when we had enough toilet paper in our garages to last our whole lives.
That's right.
I began to wonder, how much toilet paper do we actually use over our whole life? And it turns out, according to the calculations that I have here in front of me, each individual listening to me right now will flush $11,198 worth of toilet paper over the course of your life.
That's disgusting. Yeah, I've done $11,000 worth of duty?
Not yet, over the course of your life.
All right.
Your father, your
right
mother.
Now,
yeah.
I'm probably around 5 G's right
probably
now.
Probably halfway there.
Maybe even 5,500.
Maybe.
Right there.
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
$5,500 worth of duty is more than my car.
Yes.
I should be driving my duty around rather than my own poop mobile.
I've spent a lot of money on crab paper, I'll tell you that right. I mean, can I save money on this? That seems like an extraordinarily large amount of money to spend on wiping my butt.
That's a lot. But I should invest in a bidet after this story.
That's my calculations, and I'm sticking to it.
I've always wanted one of those French things. That is a bidet, right?
That is a bidet.
Can you also use that as a water fountain in case you get thirsty?
Not at the same time, unless you're in a part of one very interesting subculture.
Okay, fine.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.